Showed you Clare na Gael, shame a heart to say sure shaltacher. My name is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And in this programme, which is called Clare na Gael, you'll hear something in the English language, as Rithe na Chaelia Sa Ghilg, and something else in the Manx language, Chinia na Mera, the mother tongue of Alan Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach then you reach, what we heard last time about the corn riot in Peel, and then how a Peel man dressed as a woman and wielding a hammer, together with a 19-year-old lad called Quirk, led a riot in Douglas. Now that Douglas riot actually took place on the 4th of October, 1821. However, we'll be looking this time at an international event which unexpectedly had severe repercussions for the Kingdom of Man and the Isles. Gaushin Tayachtach its Jerry Erskill. Gier morti, ach na fel gier dylwr dy un o chi'n de sy'n o'n chle. Mys o tyna arn di ych i'r tio. Sgil sgriwt sy'n fel ag American ach en mysig Mike Schofield, as ty en mysig Skep Ale. We'll begin with a translation into Manx by Natalie Nakim of a Run Rig favourite, Hym y Giawra, from Ruth Keggin's Tourist album. As molia solia de ruth ta erna point yael mar yn grenyda de cultur fanning. Ta siw geistiach rys radio fanning, sta siw na nasiwn, sgel yeina wos dwlis, Ellen Fanning.
Hym yn gawr ar y gyr, yn nad yn sniach ta Yn car na blinau gwer yn dred a o siach yn. Dim i os yn mwyd stiach sych chi. As tegw mis lles ma iawr yn. Shema
Ruth Keggin, He McGowra, I'll See the Winter. In the 11th, 12th and 13th centuries, the area of the Western Isles of Scotland and down into the Irish Sea was enmeshed in a complex web of competing power brokers. For a short time, the Kingdom of Man and the Isles had stretched from the island northwards to Lewis and southwards to Dublin. But the centre part of the Western Isles of Scotland was contested by Sorley or Somerled and came to be controlled by Somerled's or Sorley's successors, descendants as Lord of the Isles, leaving the strange situation of the Kingdom of Man having the island here as his power base, but then not exercising control over the nearer islands until you came to Skye and then up to Harris and Lewis. The Manx kings had come under the overlordship of the Norwegian throne, but the Kings of Man walked a political tightrope because other, closer powers provided a greater threat at various times and also had to be appeased. And though distant, the Norwegian throne could still mount a strong force. So ski line to Eric of a cow me ersul ons ball fai. Smilesh vein nulumakan, ach nish teir jit the valia. So we near as high as jacks a hail to the chulyfech cor banach der choir beat at the vigil, chin the women jane en monocas, lesh fish socker ulunat at the yunu surveyok, as tad cor corl dower in the chonachers na the yunu. Te Eric Lord Mchion Shaw a shulach egerish cara en mesich broda. Te ginch day de wel stu bug no gul erimida shulian, te sinkle ish coir de runners, te cor fista slyer enman as cushion de chulia fair elia. Smilish broda, eh, och, te Eric fagene mar saiacha a frivages eger. Hanadach broda shadow nyeger, te eschen cor cor de Eric nismchion cuj de chonacher, shaw cumalach slatisti. Son jin the wimmer jails and kayak egger. Ich erich she ser hulach, how's a lot, rich broder, soggy kyon name. Ach, charenny mucha and chelvain, chilirach. Now, from the subtlety of He McGowra to something a little less subtle, shall we say, it's really a Christmas song because that's when it all happened, but this is Graham Hart with a song from Cornwall. We'll be right back. singer and sax player Graham Hart going up Camborne Hill, coming down. Rennis grol a sheesk as bun and roll egg at the henman. Rennir I Jill as Rennir Blake air an irwek. Chrawi shigar awi and shell egg at the chore murri na din. Chrawi shigar mechion a chochion as edrach na ir awi a lyd on nish. But ernin snau, na ernin snapper ul vai mechelior is tamult. Chrawsien ernod yr awi ffegeil dy chwlio ryd chaw chwlw dje rys mi y chor y bi, fe jil dy ffold o'n sien. Och, fe ish cramp. As chrawsien mo fe rys yn hun. Se ish fan unfech fe goel ffodiach na jai tre fe na lwmogan, as nish fe ffeim clas na corre. Chydregeri. Fan pos corre e glen. As ish na helen air, fe cumul gyn cyd syfolec serlan elen syfalia, ons elion liawr. Rynny mwch y siwlach ega, as haed y un ar y son. Chylor pech i'r byrys y stred, fe siliau feistach na e cwrdd Gerson. Much nearer at hand, of course, was the strength of the English throne. If the kings of Man and the Isles took steps to appease England, Norway reacted unfavourably, and when they then appeased Norway, the English kings growled. And there was also the growing power of the Scottish throne to add to the mix. From the 1240s, the Scottish king Alexander II had attempted to buy what we now know as the Western Isles of Scotland from the Norwegian king Håkon Håkonsson, but was turned down. Alexander II's successor, Alexander III, continued this policy, but again Håkon refused. In the summer of 1262, Scottish forces launched raids against the Isle of Skye. They were particularly savage, killing men and women and impaling children on spikes. News of this came to King Håkon, and it was reported that Alexander III was planning to conquer all of the islands. Håkon's response was to put together what the Icelandic annals call the biggest fleet ever to leave Norway. This is Angus Lyon. He was here performing at Trinniach a few years ago. This is Angel of the South Side. And that's Angus Lyon with his own composition, Angel of the South Side. Stashun and Ashun, Shen the Jaro, Radio Vanim, Shod you a Clare, Ten Message, Clare Nigale. She Robert Cutin Carslemish, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Well, Berna Begach Vesen for Yedda Hall. Håkon's fleet sailed from Bergen in July 1263. In the Hebrides, it linked up with some of the other maritime powers which were under Norwegian suzerainty, and amongst these was King Magnus III of Man. Altogether, there were probably more than 120 ships, with something between 12,000 and 20,000 men. When the fleet anchored off Arran in the Firth of Clyde, the Scottish envoys came out to discuss terms for peace. Now, whether it was a deliberate ploy by the Scots to keep the peace talks dragging on or not is a moot point. Hakon himself became restless, and he sent King Magnus of Man with a force of 40 ships into Loch Long and Loch Lomond to do some looting. And the rest of the 80 or so vessels moved in closer to the Scottish shore near to Largs, the Cambrai Isles, islands. But then came a severe storm. On the 1st of October, 5 of the Norwegian longships and a trading vessel were driven ashore. And there they received a friendly Scottish welcome. They were immediately showered with arrows and spears by a small Scottish force. For fissegenish that I would call a bertigale, as what mollich na vodachad. Chaneach shillich and bew va couchers on a chood smoo, ach, va pert de yamuson dow, mor de bechad an agony cow orts a stredge. Ren troilti lort rishichelia a train for hollow. Van carbid firelish colortus. Ren sly corlacha cooj, buils on land sera, in a denega rishichelia. Looked in Doris Lyorish ve, gamarshal. Looked in Doris Lyorish ve, nechiadu, Damagina Brockje Shaw. Looked in Doris Lyorish Vein a Yadu, Skidder Forslitz, Sanas Dashun Sheesfy in Air Egger, as Liga Mach Sly, Hank Ben Egger Bord, as Gawi Inid Fagus Day. Chilirach, Gawi Toyach der Colortus Ristunia Jane Vein Eish, when a high un shen Hannah tre Hank Eric Erbord. Hello, Arthur. Wendy, kiss tau. Erliam de ginnach den yin goel sole moor jes son a leir o greek, shen scrywder corei vai scrywdercorei.com. Ni shen cun a li de moor. Off to Brittany. Well, it's not actually, this was a recording made in Paris, as it happens, but it was of the Bresson singers, a Chwarazed Gwadeg, the Gwadeg sisters from the north of Brittany. And here they sing a Pashpi, which I think they tell us. Ar Chwarazed Gwadeg, recorded in Paris at a concert organised by Alain Stivell. And that was a Pashpi they were singing for. Well, gormaed, Wendy, smile ya me, the Welsh in every jail. Nim gin a sen. Lys a gost gin max on hunker, the hoon al yat glenna a gum of either woods and swade. Nim gin, gormaed. Ach, ve gin drow Arthur, rare a duchus egger, tossed ach the lure. Henka colortus the bugus gera. Renard munga erichelia. Esh? Yichad Eric. Harren had follach an arawad kunta mai jay. Hara Wendy jane duchas de hanachtan na tost. Gren fein a velos kioch Arnold. Ren Eric, va courage as, bleig a hori. Ve shira fregert gear. Ach, sha shen. Chadurt each. Chanel mi erlu. Yichid a gear magreet na stregen, cowds henki gus an erd for jill cummel. The menic, the brisha, vine over ecta yinu kosiach, rahai jinu clear na hinchenek, as the skepeil, bolach and chon and serlanek. Despite the bows and arrows, there was no close range combat, no hand to hand fighting at that time. On the next day, which was the 2nd of October, King Hakon went ashore with about 800 of his senior fighting men, so that the area could be protected while the beach vessels were dragged clear again. 200 controlled a hill overlooking the beach, whilst the other 600 defended the beach itself. During the day, up came the Scottish army, consisting of a body of knights in armour on horseback and a large body of infantry. One of the sagas says the Norwegians were outnumbered 10 to 1, but that probably means as regards the force of 200 on the hill. The Scottish king probably could have mustered 2,000 troops, but not 8,000. With the advance of the Scottish army towards the beach where the Norwegian force was positioned, King Hakon withdrew to his ship. Now here's a song about some ships. Steamers 3, Graham Crow and Nigel Crow, are accompanied by Fenella Basin. Words by F.P. Kermode, F.B. Kermode, and music by Miss M.L. Wood. Steamers 3.
Bless our sailors wherever they be. Yo ho, yo ho.
Graham and Nigel Crowe singing Steamer's Three Words, as I say, by F.B. Kermode. Apparently he took a certain amount of poetic license with actual events to make the lyrics there. For that song celebrating the war service of the three vessels of the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company Limited. And the accompaniment was by Finella Basin, playing the music by Miss M.L. Wood. The force of 200 Norwegians on the hill overlooking the beach began to make their way back to the beach so as not to be cut off. The Scottish troops immediately began an attack, and the Norwegians' retreat became a bit of a scramble. Several of their small boats used to land in the first place now became overloaded with so many trying to get back onto the ships, and some of them sank because of the overcrowding. But the Norwegians were seasoned veterans, and they rallied to make a proper resistance on the beach. Haakon couldn't send large-scale reinforcements from the main fleet because of the bad weather, but one longboat did reach the shore. With the arrival of this longboat, the fighting men aboard her joined in the battle, and the Scots retreated to the hill overlooking the beach, and the subsequent fighting was at a distance again with arrows and javelins until the Scots withdrew. The Norwegians then were able to board their boats and get back to the main fleet. A chavake, maso hanie les gol rosh gus a trogalek. Harawach de chars na stiachon, for doros na stregia jin shiga les glass code. Hugge e ber a chodes jerry eir va fissega, och vi shiga na jinnach e chitles, van eire wun koch leit da menik, as charene. Rene bula eir a doros as vi goil yindis cre chobeg van fire va gola jinnu. Stult van Doris's chon. Maso haia herish astred as ye Jesuskus an onyag ek er a tras lair, chouds vis munion. For erd solus na grainia vine glonna cor backers and fagan rau salges a chamer. Mavi gavrache vech saljon. Och a gyal van a haljiger, otach ish ve jingit sus nyan glonna as her bech care de fagany. Ach fy fysega rawi na sain yn y siadw, sgysolach fe dy bech y chawmwy rhaganec. Now we join music from the lads of the border, the boys of the border perhaps, Hogiau'r Gororau, and they're playing a couple of tunes from Wales here. The Welsh group Hogiair Gororai, that's the Boys of the Borders, Men of the Marches, perhaps. Anyway, from the lads from the borderlands of Wales. And the two tunes there were Y Cambro Brython and Dic y Cymro. Stasiwn yr asiwn ta radio fan yn as yn sio ag y treiton, si clenig eil ta goresgau llena, Mer yn Pyn, na ffodd i lior yn Pyn, Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Hai Eric Bach, herys y stred. Ys fe na chiad o ffôn o'n iegec. Hwgge e ber cwr e mwri les y siwlach eg y rys. Gyn Fregert. Mae so rennu mwch y ffer ega. Eish, rennu crom o roes y trogl. Ys chawds fe giri rys, rennu ciaw e ffô law, dy girach sws, ys e treis jail dy jyndach e chits jach sy chiliag, tre renke y zenith ega, roes de tws ym rys. Chyraw yn chyr chiaw ro olc, och, chydenke ach gys liac yn unigeg. Ren y naer golwns ed y cae sia yn unig, ys fe ers yn rai rys y ffeimod, dy goel y siwlach roes mae ren ei tŵsiwm stiach ond sgleistian fy pyrgyd yn sien. Fe smwc yr eilach les y tras chiaw, ys fe led yn fai, ys e golwns smelio chawds hencig ys yn unig ec, ys eis chyn deim y gyd y fein je, roes mae denki nos rys. The Battle of Largs was more of a large-scale skirmish than a full-blooded battle. Not all of the Scottish troops seemed to have been involved, and the majority of the Norwegians were stuck on board their storm-bound ships. The Norwegian fleet also needed provisions, but the Scottish army was largely intact, so there was no chance of looting in that area. Hakon went north again, whilst King Magnus returned to Man. Most of Hakon's fleet returned to Norway. Hakon himself fell ill, and he died at Orkney in December of 1263. Alexander III then seized the Hebrides, and the Scottish throne now held the power in that area, leaving Magnus in a very difficult position, having fought against the Scots. And now Alexander III threatened Magnus with imminent invasion unless he made a treaty with him, and so the Treaty of Dumfries was made, agreeing to Scottish suzerainty over Man. But nevertheless, King Magnus stayed on as king, nominally a king of Man and the Isles, although it was subject to Scottish rule. However, that wasn't to last long. As I say, this is after into 1264, and then Magnus died in 1265. Now, here's a song in Scottish Gaelic. It's Margaret Stewart that's singing it. It's really the oldest song in the programme, in fact, because it was written by Rory MacGillivray and Clarshid Dahl. That's the blind harper, Rory Morrison. And his dates were about 1656 to about 1713 or 1740. He was harper to the MacLeods of Dunvegan. And this is his lament, although it sounds quite jaunty, in fact, the way it's performed by Margaret Stewart, Fail nan Cron. It's a lament for his lost harp tuning key.
Thank you.
San Hiannes I adri caig Ys hir gach gele fanach Ym ffag ym ferc yn chrawn Yn cadryf na manog Gamion chadjeid mi iawn Pan iawn mi dan gor O'n ach eich ti'r lom o chaig A Hiannes mi di cor Aig san mirad gos yn gwrdd
Margaret Stewart and Phil Nuncrone, as I say, written by Enclosure Dahl, the blind harper Rory MacGillivray. The new Norwegian king, and he was also a King Magnus, Magnus Håkonsson, signed the Treaty of Perth in 1266, agreeing, amongst other things, to turn over the Kingdom of Man and the Isles to Alexander III in return for 4,000 marks. The Chronicle of the Kings of Man and the Isles covers the events we've looked at in this edition of Clannagale in a fairly laconic way, and this is what it has to say. In the year of the Lord 1263, Håkon, King of Norway, came to areas of Scotland, and achieving nothing, he returned to Orkney. And in that same place, at Kirkwall, he died. And in the following springtime, he was borne off to Norway and is buried in the Church of the Holy Trinity at Bergen. In the year of the Lord 1265, on the 8th day before the start of December, Magnus, son of Olaf, the King of Man and the Isles, died in the castle of Rushen, and is buried in the Abbey of St. Mary of Rushen. In the year 1266, the Kingdom of Man and the Isles was transferred to Alexander, King of the Scots. So I say, a fairly brief overview of what was going on at that time. Henke schies uns badan kabanach na lauenegge. Och renne a wule ma gaas dau as hutje er a chonkreid. Rogge nisse as vegin aadi. Va fair pos fos le kistje stor pos uns edden na naach roggel. Ve a nyn Erik gin fogel a grei. Ren Erik kromos on a naach jau. As vashen jint a maeg a rish. Van fair post chit hugganish, as ren Erik reichid a chore berid anach vishiga veich uns fardale. De vryach chin post rau in trailer segid and troggle, as ma veich e arltach de liga de Erik cosnus jach on, na de gol gus serlan jill as corfisori de rau ian shen. Ren e snoggel an post as hindea de chin amach mer a doris. Va jill na shadow an shen. Oh, my the lure is Erik. Henke liat is a fair pose. Ach de fe mort for de. Chadug Erik Gaelde is an isaidach a susna Grecian. Now we just heard a song from Scotland. This is a song about people from Scotland, a song that was collected in the Isle of Man as well in the 1890s. It's all about Henry Martin. And although it's a song about Henry Martin from Scotland and his brothers, this is sung by, I mentioned him last week, the Gower Nightingale, Phil Tanner, from South Wales.
There lived in Scotland three brothers three. In Scotland there lived brothers three. And they did cast lots for to see which of them should go sailing all on the salt sea. The lot it fell out on young Henry Martin, the youngest of these brothers three, that he should go sailing all on the salt sea, salt sea, salt sea, to maintain his two brothers and he. We had not long been sailing on a cold winter's morning, 3 hours before it was day, before we espied a lofty tall ship, a tall ship, a tall ship, coming sailing all on the salt sea. Hello, hello, cried bold Henry Martin, how dare you come sailing so nigh? We're a rich merchant ship bound for old England, England, England. Will you please for to let us pass by? Oh, no, 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 cried bold Henry Martin, that never, no, never can be. For I am turned pirate to rob the salt sea, salt sea, salt sea, to maintain my two brothers and me. Take down your top royal, cut away your main mast, come hither in under my lee, for I will take from you all of your flowing gold, flowing gold, flowing gold, and I'll turn your fair bodies to sea. Then broadside for broadside we valiantly fought, we fought for 4 hours and more, till at last Henry Martin gave her a dead shot, a dead shot, a dead shot, and down to the bottom she goes. Bad news, bad news to you English heroes, bad news I have for to tell. There is one of your rich ships sunk off the land, off the land, off the land, and all of your merry men drowned.
Phil Tanner, young Henry Martin. Hank Sully and Jill de Vey Keel, chowds for Eric, as a hulach salawega, chit hook the manor. Velshan Fordich, Renny Shina Macha Mare. Yichi Erach Hulach. Chanel, a session. Gawi Kesmader Gould, a yearnori. She kai aglach, nevis tagert. Ren an aurasek, lyer sul, chowds ren edin Jill Kraplicha. Oh, my ye, Eric, vachwish alem dra wuskotchok, yes. The chronicle doesn't actually mention King Magnus III of Man's role in supporting Håkon of Norway against the Scots, or the Battle of Largs itself. Inconclusive as that battle may have been, the ultimate outcome was the transfer of the Kingdom of Man and the Isles from the overlordship of Norway to the Scottish King, Alexander III. And that Battle of Largs took place on the 2nd of October, 1263. As Chinui Kaga Niaga, Shark and Trait and Clare Shaw Chitkus Jera. We'd better lay down our weapons until the next time here in Clanagale too, and so until the next time, this is Robert Cudding Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve, I'm a Crieriu, as Orsilier, as my Yerian shared you will you.